We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy from AM 790 in Houston, longtime NFL quarterback, Sean Salisbury. Sean, how are you?
I'm great, fellas. How are you? Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you with us, Sean. You know, we were talking earlier in the show. This drives me crazy. I don't know how my fellow media members get suckered by this, but I'm sure you, of course, don't as a former player. Like this idea that because a guy runs a good 40 time or looks good in a pro day, I mean, I'd be more worried about a guy looking bad in a pro day than I am excited about him looking good in a pro day with no pads. And that guys are moving up and down. If you're changing your opinion on a quarterback based on a pro day, that says something about you, not about that guy, in my opinion. I don't know. Am I crazy, Sean?
Yeah, well, no, I would suggest, and I posted this probably 20 minutes ago, I said, if you're an evaluator and guys basically, and you're not going crazy over stuff you saw in the fall on tape versus 11-on-11 in full gear, but you're going crazier in shorts and a T-shirt against no defense or offense either way, then I suggest you take 2 weeks off and find a new career to evaluate. I understand we're enamored. We got to get measurables. I think the combine normally, and it's to me, and I know this isn't combine, but these pro days and in the COVID stuff, I think it's the most overrated year of the football year because we get locked into thinking because a guy runs fast, he's all. If that's the case, then Ian Book's going to be a better player than Baker Mayfield. He outscored him on all these pro days, and I'm not saying Ian Book won't be a good player, but I just am so. If you get a guy who happens to be Randy Moss and blows the combine because he's so fast on a pro day and can jump the highest, got great hands, and he's a great football player in gear, then that's when you go from the fifth pick to the second pick. Or you know what, like Chase, great player, runs 4.38. All that's doing to me is validating. If he ran 4.38 but dropped 5 out of 10 passes during the year, I'm supposed to fall in love with him? And I'm seeing all these quarterbacks throwing it. Listen, and I'm telling you this, in my 50s now, I can go complete 60 or 65 throws against air. I promise you. Now, yeah. It may not come off like Brady or it may not come off like Mahomes, but there'll be enough velocity that I could hide it. I could go complete against air, throw the ball to the flat, hit a slant route, get in a gun, throw, catch, and release, go 7 steps off play action. Now, I'm not going to do what Zach Wilson's doing and booting and throwing back across your body. Now, we get enamored and see if everything's equal and you see that. I get why you say, ooh, and I think he's a freak show talent. Well, it's like, wow. But if that's the reason that you're elevating him, I got a problem with it if it doesn't match what we saw in the fall or with Mac Jones. Now I see, I watched, you know, the Mond, and then I watched Mac Jones. They scrambled to their lefts and tried to do the same thing. Well, one thing, Mond set his feet and threw it to the same side of the field, and Mac Jones scrambled but threw it to the same side of the field. So now people, ooh, we got to do this to match with Zach Wilson. Just make me the simple play. We're so enamored in shorts and a T-shirt with off-schedule sidearm throws. What's he do on 1st and 10 at the 40? Does he give me a completion in a uniform and give it 2nd and 2? So, yes, it drives me – listen, sometimes that makes me want to throw up in my mouth and throat punch somebody, not literally. But when I hear, hey, guys, the season ended, we've had one pro day, and some quarterback who completed 15 curl routes, and I'm not talking about anyone in specific, just the overall evaluation. He's got to be the 4th pick now. We've got to trade up to get him. Most smart ones, the good ones, know what you watch on tape should be about 90% of it. Interviews, you know, maybe 85-90%, you interview them. And then if all of a sudden they're freakish, and I'm with you, Bull, I'd be more worried if a guy goes 50 or 75 throwing the ball in shorts and a T-shirt or drops 12 than I would whoa, did you see him throw a back shoulder against air? Man, what a player. I'm training a 15-year-old freshman that can do that.
Yeah.
I promise that can do it and does it every single day we work. So, yes, I know I've spent more time on Sewanu, but every year at this time, I want to jump out of my skin. Is he a football player, and then does the other stuff add to it? If he's just a freak in shorts and a T-shirt but can't play a lick in gear and can't read a coverage or can't tackle somebody in space with gear on, why the hell do I think he's going to be a great player unless I can teach him? So, you know what, if you're one of those evaluators, take 2 weeks off and quit. Go find something else to do.
I remember we got so enamored with Johnny Manziel because he came out to his pro day with shoulder pads and a helmet on. We're like, oh, my God, he's doing right. It with pads on. Like, this is like, amazing. And we got so, like, pumped up about Manziel. And, of course, we know that he had no work ethic and he was, you know, just not a really good player. And that was a big problem, too.
And, Dustin, would you find that out real quick? And when Johnny admits, well, I didn't take studying too serious. Well,
yeah, no kidding.
Well, goodness gracious. I'm the quarterback of first-round pick of a team, and I didn't take study and coverage? Hell, that's like saying I'm getting ready, I'm trying to get accepted to school, but I decided that the SAT test or the ACT test didn't matter, so I'm not going to take it serious.
Yeah.
What? Well, are you kidding? Yeah, exactly. The answers to the test are in the study. So, yeah, there are certain little traits you can find out, and it's a unique position. It's hard. Most of the people live somewhere in between bad and great. And they live in the good, according to, you know, as far as quarterbacks and players go. It's rare to get the Hall of Famer, and it's rarely will you get a guy that's so bad you say, how did he ever get drafted? But every now and then that guy will rear his head. But give me a guy in gear, I'll show you a guy who wins.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, yesterday it became official, something we knew was going to happen, a 17-game regular season. What do you think, ultimately, right? The numbers were kind of perfect. Selfishly, as a fan, and I love to play fantasy football, I enjoy an extra week. I don't know that it's really good for the game, though.
The union and the NFL, while I respect the hard work and the trust in the union is getting better, but of the major pro sports, we're the worst. We just are. And here's what goes on with athletes. When you say, and I'm going to get to that point, this kind of leads to it, is athletes in football, when it seems like when we come to the table and haven't been a part of those meetings, is we are more concerned. We're not concerned with what went before us and what the guys did before us to get us to this point. And we're sure as hell not concerned with the seventh grader who 8 years from now is going to be playing in the NFL. We don't care. And we're not concerned because we think it's never going to end about, hey, 5 years when you're done playing, or what's the next group, 17 games, or your insurance, or your 401k. I think there was a time when for every accredited season years and years ago, you got like $150 on your retirement, which leads to this. I'm sure they enticed them with preseason, less preseason. I mean, how much less can we practice under a CBA? Honest to God, how much less can we practice in training camp to entice players? And as a former player, I side with the players 98% of the time. I just wish our union was more, no. We're not going to, just because we want a guaranteed contract, going to pass up what happened before and after and what this means to the league in order for them to say, well, gave you a bye week, we're going to throw a 17th game in there. Okay, as a fan, yeah, I'd rather watch that than a doggone third preseason game. But it's all about one thing, money. You preach about you want a safer, meaning the right players, yet you want to add another game. You make training camp shorter. Yet that doesn't make people healthier. It makes people more apt to, well, are they ready? Have they geared up for injury? What's training camp now? 2.5 weeks? 3 weeks maybe? I don't even know what it is. So I don't like it. I think we have a habit also in pro sports that we think, hey, I got a great idea. In extra inning games, let's put a guy on second base. Okay, let's do that. What? Well, you didn't earn second base? Hey, I got a great idea. Let's just change a 16-game schedule. Well, because money, we want to make up for stuff. Let's put these guys to more work. Let's validate some of their pay without giving them a 17th game check. Let's kind of prorate that in. And I got a great idea. Let's just change it and see if we can convince them with the players to say, sure, why not? I get this, get less time, put another game, great, and fill the stands up. So I don't like it. I don't know what was broke about a 16-game schedule.
Yeah.
Other than one thing. They want more money.
That's right.
It's simple. That they want more money. And so when it's about, when we ask ourselves, well, what's it about? It all that's always going to take the curve, the turn, the hard U-turn, the GPS, whatever it is, your compass, it's taking you right back to green. Now, listen, to green money and dollars and cents, we do. I enjoy that we get to watch great players play a 17. What a treat for us. As a player, I would not like it, and I just don't like it. If you're going to go 16, you know what's next? Two preseason games and 18. That's coming. Yeah. That's kind of, I don't like the odd 9 at home, 8 on the road. How do you just I don't know why we have to make things so complex. And we change just to change, even though we don't need it. But we sure like to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think it's so funny that the league kind of portrays it as not adding a game, but just, you know, rescheduling it from like a preseason game is the same as a regular season game. But also, Sean, I don't know how the players didn't demand a second bye if they were going to add the 17th
Amen.
Game.
That goes back to my original point, Bull.
Yeah.
Do you think the NBA would have allowed this to happen? Players?
No chance. No chance.
Exactly. Or even the Major League Baseball.
No.
Hockey. The PGA Tour's got a better. When they'll fight and scream, no. Here's how many stops we're getting. We don't do the silly season now. Here's what we're going to do. And here's the spot. I mean, it's crazy. And you're right. A second bye week. You say, no. We're the show here. These players, people want to watch Mahomes and Mayfield and Brady. That's why we're doing it. Then give us a second bye week. But they tempted them with it. And, throw another one. And they're going to eventually throw an 18th game, and they're going to accept it. And it's just – it's maddening. I why you wouldn't stand there and say, stop, man. you got no shot, and stand there and fight. Because you know what? Eventually the owners will say, well, we got to have a season, and let's go play. And I know they're billionaires and the rest of it. But when it gets to that point, it's just – I don't understand why you would continue to be nudged, but it comes down. I'm just telling you, a lot of times they're thinking inside what goes for them now, the players. And I get it. I'm not dogging the players. We got a lot of bright dudes at the head of these unions, but as a whole, when you vote, it's like, well, can I get free agency now, guaranteed contracts now, before and after, and then this. So they're going to throw them out there. And you tell me, well, you just said it. Oh, it's not like another game. It's just taking away a preseason out of regular. Well, guess who's not going to play many snaps? Do you think Brady's playing 68 snaps in a preseason game? No. So it is another game. Baker Mayfield is not playing 70 snaps in the second preseason game. Yes, it's another game. It's another way to make money. I get it. But I would have thought they would have fought more for, well, you gave me this. I'm going to battle you for this. Because eventually they're knocking on your door and going to ask for an 18th. And they're going to get it. You wait and see.
Sean, just to talk a little Browns here before we wrap. Malik Jackson talked today, recently signed with the Browns, of course, and you know players are talking about signing with Cleveland as, you know, hey, it's almost like a destination place now because of what they did this last season, and it's like Bull and I are having to like almost pinch ourselves. We're like, are we talking about Cleveland here? Are we talking about like Seattle or Pittsburgh or Baltimore or, you know, New Orleans? I mean, is this really happening? And it is. I mean, guys are. It seems like some of these players have taken a little bit less money to come to Cleveland. They want to be part of something that's special. What do you make of this whole?
I think it's awesome. Dustin, I think it's awesome. I'll tell you why. Is it? You know what? It just goes. What it tells me is people like good culture and they like to win and they like to be around guys that look like they're having fun. And then they start to see, 2 years from now, how good are they going to be? Remember at one point when Baltimore, when they moved and were going through difficult times, people they want to play there again. And the same thing, hey, there was a time when going to Seattle wasn't an in vogue thing, right, guys? And now, it's cyclical. Now, hey, who doesn't want to go? Pete Carroll changing it. And then you get Russ Wilson, and look at Cleveland. Baker Mayfield comes in. They found their quarterback. Then they get a coach after all the searching who appears to be that guy that you're looking for. And then the front office has a clue where they're everybody where they've defined roles. And then they're spending money. They're not hoarding it. And then they're going and getting players, not just because he looked good in free agency, because he's a good player. And their evaluation team and their scout team, why not? Hell, I've been to Cleveland many times and not enough. There's the fan base there, and I've said this even before I came on with you guys for the last 2 or 3 years, whatever it's been. When I was a player, I know the fan bases that I went and saw and played against that you hated because they were so passionate. I've been in the dog pound. I've thrown a pick to Hanford, to Minnie in the dog pound. I know what it looks like and that dog pound, and I know it's a different a stadium, but I'm just telling you that people want to go where fans love it. And I always want to go to where a place that's been kicked in the mouth and in the teeth and been treated as a doormat, and their football team hadn't been good, and then they bounce out of it. But the fans have always stayed. They're still tailgating. They still got front office. They still care. They're still pissed when they lose. They're still happy when they win. They're still critical, and that's okay. And, you know, there's blue-collar feel. Not that white-collar fans don't belong. They do. But there's something about – and why not Cleveland? Why not Cleveland? Oh, it's Cleveland.
Right.
So, and? The downtown, you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, good baseball team. I mean, things are moving, and I like it. And you know what? Get used to it. Keep winning. It ain't done, brother. I promise you it isn't done. Yeah. This is no longer a roll your eyes, oh, Cleveland. This is, ooh, Cleveland? Let me be a part of that. Broadcasters want to broadcast there, and players want to play there. Coaches want to coach there, and why the hell wouldn't you? Because the fan base is one of the best in football, and that's not a pandering. It's a fact.
Yeah. No, well said, Sean. And now, right now, you're stuck with the team that everybody's rolling their eyes at, the Texans.
Including
oh, my goodness.
Me. Yeah. Hey, you thought, I understand the length, but you thought you had it bad there. We don't know if Correa's sticking around. Yeah. Obviously, the Deshaun Watson stuff, all the front office problems, J.J. Yeah. Watt, I mean, J.J. Watt gone, the Rockets, Harden may be the MVP, he's no longer here. Hey, guys. I feel your pain, and we're living it. Now, it doesn't lack for banter in the morning from 6 to 10, but, hey, we got the Cougars in the Final Four, so we'll take that with my guy Kelvin Sampson. But I get it. You guys enjoy this because you're on a hell of a run, and it's fun to watch.
Sean, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always appreciate you guys. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Sean. Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.